Now I'm joined by someone whose voice you probably know if you listen to 1260 The Rock, and that is Brooke Taylor. She's right here. Her show is called Good Things Radio, and you hear it every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock on AM 1260. So did you come up with the name Good Things Radio, or did you come up with the name 8 a.m. Wednesday show, and someone said, boy, the show's full of good things. Let's call it Good Things.
Yeah, well, you know there's a story there, because you can't just take something simple. I would say it's a woman thing. Maybe it's just a me thing, where I have to analyze and just laboriously go over what the name was going to be. And in the end, I've actually thought about changing it, but it was kind of a listener voted, unanimous, that was what it was.
I like it. I think that's a good name. Good Things.
We need more of that. That's the thing. Yeah. Focusing on the light.
So you're serving as our MC today.
And yes. What a joy.
Yes. Some great talent up there on stage, and the musicians too. Taylor Tripodi's coming back, right, to perform this afternoon?
We'll hear from her again, yep.
When will that be? Do we know?
Just going to wait and see? We have Father Patrick Schultz coming up, and then I think she's going to sing, and then we go into Laura Mary Phelps.
That's right. That's what's coming up on the Cleveland Catholic Women's Conference this afternoon. Hope you stay with us. I understand you're organizing a retreat that's coming up soon. Do you want to tell us about that?
It is called Arise, and it actually comes from Good Things Radio and wanting to connect with women through the radio program and podcast. It has gone out throughout the country, and it's a medium that's somewhat new, at least it was to me, podcasting. And so through that, I was able to connect with Catholic women in all different markets and cities, many on the same walk.
How do they contact you?
Well, they will send an email. feedback@goodthingsradio.com is how you can reach out via email, or whether it's social media. And then through that, as women do, we develop friendships. And there's a sisterhood, and with shared faith and shared struggles, we realized we need like a weary women's weekend getaway, because so many are carrying things. And you know, the other thing I realized too is a lot of women aren't necessarily plugged in to a community or to a vibrant parish. There are some parishes where they are feeling a little bit like they're alone, and in not, you know, not that things haven't sprung up. And that's what's been beautiful, is through this conversation, and it really emerged over the Holy Spirit speaking into this need.
That was a subject that came up a bit earlier, is that especially in today's society, unless you are a member of a very vibrant Catholic church, you spend a lot of your day-to-day life in the company of non-Catholics, even people who don't much like the Catholic Church or don't have any sympathy with the Catholic Church. And so finding the community with people you can just talk to about Catholic things.
It is vital. And it's the scripture. There's a scripture about the river tree. When there is a tree planted next to water, it bears good fruit. And we need that. We need that hydration.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
With, you know, where the Lord's placed me, at least at this season of life, you know, I'm a caregiver. I'm a mom of a special needs child, raising teenagers. And so then you encounter others on that same journey. And some, you know, there are single women that are coming to our retreat. There are many grandmas that are coming to our retreat, but also caregivers, widows. And so you want to be able to walk through these circumstances of our life with the power of the sacraments and the graces that come from that, and staying close to Jesus in the Eucharist and adoration. And that's what's so unique about a Catholic retreat.
So give us the dates and
So the dates are, it's June 5th through the 7th, so it's next summer. Mm-hmm. So you can make it if you're around and you need a summer weekend getaway. And it will
be. I may very well.
We would love it. It's going to be at Jesuit Retreat Center. Have you been there?
No.
I've never been there myself. And everyone.
Where is it?
It's in Parma.
Oh, okay.
So 56 acres right in Parma of the most beautiful, picturesque retreat you would never know was right there tucked away.
So it's not just because I'm an Eastsider and never make it over to Parma.
You're right.
I had no idea. Even
it's kind of like the secret
a lot
garden.
Of people don't know about this 56 acres.
It's true. So we have room for 70, and we had, it's called VIP tickets, so those are already sold out. And then those basically just allowed women to pick what room they wanted.
Okay.
And to get into the retreat house a little bit earlier, because we will have women coming from
but
across
I could
the
get
country.
A tent in the backyard.
No, we'll find a room
kidding,
for you.
Just kidding.
You will. You'll be VIP no matter what.
So how do people register for this?
So if you go to my website, it's brooketaylor.us, Or even easier, right now.
Let's make it really. Okay. Brooke has an E on the end.
Brooke
right?
has an E.
Okay. Brooke with an E on the end. Taylor.
.us.
.us.
And
okay.
If you, the other thing too is you could text the word Fiat.
Oh.
Fiat. Text
That's
the
handy.
Word Fiat to 66866.
66866. Text the word Fiat. 66866.
And it's free to do that. And then what that does is enter you into our newsletter. But right away you will receive a link with the event to not only the retreat, and you can get the details, the dates, the prices, and then also we have two pilgrimages coming up next year, so you can get all the scoop on that as well.
Oh, that too. Okay.
Yes.
The retreat, does it have an official name? Arise?
It's called Arise.
Arise. Okay.
And this
the
year
Arise
we're focusing on Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones and to come alive, that we need to be fully alive. And in order to do that, we need the power of God, breath in our lungs. And, you know, for some of us, we are weary, and it's not just a physical weariness, but it's a soul weariness where we carry a lot for a long time. Right. And this is, in a spiritual way, it's a pilgrimage. We're going out together as a group, and we share a lot of vulnerable and beautiful things. And we have a beautiful retreat master, Father Joseph Tuscan. He's going to add some traditional Latin mass in there as well. Mm-hmm. So just in inviting people into the beauty, falling in love. It's a weekend really about falling in love with our church, with who God made us to be and what he calls us to do. You know, we're not done. We have to complete our mission here on earth with full strength. And for all of us, religious included, we need retreat at least once a year.
Oh, absolutely. And most of us have never tried it, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so hard to make the break from daily life and say, I'm going to take this time for me and God.
And I think it's legitimate because we carry a lot, but it is so important in order to endure.
Let me repeat that one more time. If you want more information, say I'm coming to the retreat, I want information about the pilgrimages you're leading, that is Brooke Taylor, Brooke with an E, at us.
.us.
.us.
You
okay, so brooketaylor.us. Thank you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Beautiful
okay.
job.